remember that when you have children, teach them to not touch other children in the face.
Yeah.
Shit ain't cool. Oh, don't God. Start no problems. Asshole kids. Yeah. What's going on? Let's try this again.
Yeah.
Why we gotta start like this?
Why you tell me I can't hit? She know that I won. Yeah.
Try to see my Barbie shirt.
She hit me with this. She
I can't believe it didn't work again. Thank you for saying that too, cause I would have kept going.
She doing this cause she loving me.
Hey, like I'm a one and only. I had chili. Like you know, I'll be letting y'all know. So I'm
try not to break the bed. Try not to give her a kid. Pull out, I make a mess.
Just let them hate. Don't trip, it's okay.
What can they say? They mad that
they don't live this way.
We ain't the same. We ain't the same. Something special that come from the pain.
We don't know that.
Like that one tag, you know what I'm saying?
It's Kasabian. Joe, don't go live like me. Kasabian live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Lavo, and I'll be your host with talent on loan from God. Thank y'all for being here. Man, we started like 10 minutes ago, but I jumped right back into it. The live wasn't working, but I'll keep it a bill with y'all. Had a weekend. All I want to say is this, honestly. Being an adult parent and a small child's parent at the same time, or I don't know, he's 5, 6, so whatever that age is, it's difficult because a lot of situations that my youngest is in, I just feel like I should have his brothers just go over there and beat up the little kids and just make me feel better. But I love my baby. He's a sweetheart. And I hate that people do nasty shit like that. Like, just don't touch my baby's face. Teach your fucking little dirty kids not to touch my baby in the face. Like, my baby can defend himself. That's not the point. It's just, don't do that. That's nasty. And to the guy, oh my God. Loner, I can't believe you missed this. I was at the store today shopping, and there's like some crazy motherfucker. You know that random dude that be walking in front of the store just talking out of his ass? Started to say some shit about my do-rag, bro. I spazzed out. I told him I was going to drag him and put my balls on his forehead, and then like they kicked him out. And they're like, hey, man, we're sorry. I felt bad, though, because I'm too old to be fighting. And honestly, I heard some shit Jelly Roll said the other day. He was like, if I'm mad enough to fight you, I should shoot you. I agree. I'm too old for this shit. But you ain't going to say I got balls on my head and think I'm not going to say you a fucking faggot, suck my dick, and I'm going to drag you around. That's what happened. I apologize to everybody at the store. The store apologized to me because that guy's a crackhead. And I mean, I'm like, damn, bro, we live in a very nice area for this shit to happen. But it was, I wasn't tripping. I just didn't want to pop off and go to jail for some dumb shit on Martin Luther King. Like, what I look like fighting a crackhead on Martin Luther King birthday or Martin Luther King Day. Look at me. Look at me like an idiot. So with that, welcome back. It's Mental Health Mondays. We got to keep our heads level out there, boys. And listen, sometimes, let me tell you, to be honest with you, I thought he was talking to himself, so I didn't really care, but it continued. But I believe that I handled myself decent. Not the greatest. But fuck, like, what am I supposed to do when a grown man is yelling out, you got balls on your head? And I did. Pause. It was Dragon Balls. I just had to defend myself, though. I had to call him names. My daughter wants to be a pediatrician. It's one of the proudest things that I could say, like, dopest mixtape. It's been my babies, right? My baby wanting to be a pediatrician means that I have to make a lot of friends, and I got to put out a really good album. It's time for me to rap like the Renners do. Believe it or not, and I know people sometimes seem to forget this, but relationships, influence, and favors go a long way, and I did not realize that I have to make a lot of friends right now when it comes to helping my daughter out moving forward in med school. You get chosen to be in med school. Didn't know that either. I'm learning a lot. Please excuse my ignorance. I never had the wherewithal, or I guess I can't even say the wherewithal because I don't believe that I couldn't do it. I just don't think I ever thought I wanted to be a doctor or, you know, something in that field. Never knew anyone with a career to say that's what I want to do. Didn't even understand how all that went around, right? I mean, up until today, I thought you had to be a nurse and then you became a doctor. Fuck if I know. I thought that was like step one. Two different jobs. Hey, just by the way, if you didn't know, two different jobs, just so you know, okay? You got to put in some work when it comes to these relationships, right? Because these people want to talk to you, want to get to know you. They want to make sure that you have a sharp kid, but I have the whole world stacked against me, and these are the problems that these are the problems that come with not having the network that certain families do have just from time and being in Vegas. My family's still new in Vegas. Like, even as new as my family was in New York, we're even newer in Vegas. 20 years, not much. So I do have friends. Luckily, I have doctor friends that I reached out to. Shit, even my kid's pediatrician's a good friend. And I never realized that those contacts are contacts that I would have to use in this situation. So there's a lot of friendship building and communication, a lot of dinners that me and my wife are going to have to host and pay for. But these are this is the investment I'm going to make in my baby, because like I was telling my wife, our baby now goes to med school. That means all her relationships, friendship wise, and her spouse may all cultivate from people that are highly educated and well paid. That changes your everything, outlook on life, your circles. I mean, everything. So I'm very proud of her, because her choosing that to me is just, I don't know, man. That's just a proud dad moment. And y'all might think that that's weird, but listen, just to know that your baby wants to be a doctor and has the ability to be a doctor, that's where you should stunt and put all your money. And for, you know, Mental Health Mondays, sometimes you got to be proud of something else outside of yourself. And my children have always been the main source of my just drive, and I'm just so proud of them. Like, I made that, you know, like me and my wife can both be proud of something that we combined, put together, and our mix made these genius little babies. And it's a beautiful thing to me. But the joy from being proud for her, like, could you imagine? Like, I don't know, like, bro, my baby wants to be a doctor. Like, that shit's crazy. Whatever I got to do. Like I said, if I got to rap like Ren is due and put out 10 albums, and even if they flop and I got to go on the road and start doing shows just to put money in my house to circumvent and pay for her to go to school and her become a doctor, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Sell properties. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want her to go into debt. Whew. But anyway, I know it's a lot. Damn, kids going to school is expensive. It's hot in here. It's hot as shit in here. I ain't going to front. Let's get into the show. We got a lot of topics to cover. First, before we get into the show, thoughts and prayers to Yo Gotti and Yo Gotti's family. Yo Gotti's brother was gunned down after a funeral. I definitely want to, you know, send our condolences to the family. That was ridiculous. Hello, child. Shooting somebody outside of a funeral, that's tight. And they almost shot his mama. That shit had me tight. It really did. Keith Lee went to the Bay Area and had a bit of a kerfuffle. We'll get into that after this. Remember, ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. Hold on. No. But I hope that I get the powder. Anyway, ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Kasabian Live-O Show. In this episode, we've sent our thoughts and prayers to Yo Gotti and the Yo Gotti family. We delve into Keith Lee going to the Bay Area. It was amazing what Keith did, and I love it. There's a Las Vegas life coach. I'm sorry, it was a tongue twister. Las Vegas life coach that was caught in a Ponzi scheme. I think Ponzi schemes are like the dopest shit in the world. So when this shit happens, I always get excited. I don't know, like, it's like when my wife gets excited over like murder mysteries and shit. That's me with the Ponzi scheme thing, the money thing. Let's get into Dogface. Remember Dogface? He was with the Cranberry and all that bullshit. The homie's not doing too good. There was some NFT drama that I want to get into, and we'll definitely, you know, cover a little bit more. Discover why your paycheck may look bigger. Yes, if you've been paid since you started this year, which you should have, you may have noticed a little bit more money in that check. Now, it's not that you made more, unless you got a raise, but it's not that you made more. It's just they're taxing you less. So I guess it's a good thing. Inflation is still going up. That's amazing. I promise you it is amazing. The fact that inflation went up 3 points in December, spectacular. Chelsea Handler took a cheap shot at Joe Coy. But hey, it is what it is. And we're going to bid farewell to those stupid-ass highway signs. Click it or ticket, Billy, or whatever the fuck they used to put on the freeway. We're finally getting rid of those. The feds don't think it's that funny. Those little stupid-ass sayings y'all keep doing on the billboard signs. I hate those. I have a beef with that shit all the time. And De La Hoya wants all the smoke with Dana White. De La Hoya says that boxers are actually making more money than UFC fighters. And I beg to differ. Tune in for the mixed and diverse topics that we have for today. To be honest with you, when it comes to De La Hoya spazzing on Dana, although he may have a, a, a certain valid truth, because most UFC fighters actually make their big, have made their biggest purses leaving the UFC and going into boxing. So with De La Hoya saying that boxing makes more money than UFC or mixed martial arts, it doesn't, but it opens up an avenue that we didn't have before, being able to watch. All right, enough with the fucking clips. It gives us an avenue that we didn't have before to watch, you know, some of our favorite mixed martial artists step into the world of boxing. Like, example, McGregor, Floyd. It'll never happen again. That was amazing. That was the biggest thing that we ever saw. Who's going to bring that back? He can't even recreate the feeling. Keith Lee went to the Bay and left. Apparently, the Bay is really going through it financially and economically. They're not doing the best. And I feel like that's everywhere. I know he's gone to a lot of places and he hasn't seen this, but I mean, even here in Vegas, like, I think we're on that cusp every day. I feel it. Like, I'm nervous because I'm going to tell y'all, I really put myself in a weird predicament in which I focus so much on that corporate gig that I put a lot of things to the side. With no contract on the show and not getting paid for the show, it's hard to do the show and then work a regular job, right? But I'm working a regular job. Now I'm put in a position where entertainment is where I want to be again. I don't want to leave my corporate job, but I didn't put any focus into it, so I have to do better. And I'm going to keep on saying this. I got to rap like the rent is due. So I got a lot of shit to do. The books that I started, I got to finish them. The albums, got to finish them. The show, put more time into them. And that's just what it is. It's just, I put myself in this weird predicament where I focused on trying to get a regular job and be a regular person. I'm just not that. I can't do it. I want to. I'm scared to lose my job. Like, I've never had a fear of being fired. Like, that's weird to me. I shouldn't have to. I'm a high performer, and I believe that being a high performer, I should never fear for losing my job. I feel like as a high performer, if anything, they should fear losing me because of my high performance. And I say that with all due respect. I don't know if I'm built for the corporate world. I'm trying, though. I got to show my kids that you can do it multiple ways. I'm trying. Just, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, there's a lot going on. I'm telling you, it's been a lot going on. I hope everybody's prepared for the year. Save your money. Be careful with electric cars. There's something going on with electric cars right now that is starting to remind me of disposable cameras. Something's happening. I don't know yet. Keep an eye out on that. Now, for the Las Vegas life coach and the Ponzi scheme, we'll get right into it, y'all. From 8 News Now here in Las Vegas, a man ran a Ponzi scheme where, according to the prosecutors, instead of investing money in the stock market, he waged millions of dollars at casinos. Well, he's going to serve 1 year in jail for what he did. On Thursday, that year will start in the Clark County Detention Center as a part of his sentence. Buckle must also pay $283,000 in restitution. Now, when I hear Ponzi scheme, I usually think like hundreds of millions of dollars. This may not have been that, but it still was a Ponzi scheme because he took people's money and did with it what he didn't do. Or he did with it what he wanted to do, not what he told him he was going to do. Metro Police arrested Buckle in 2022 on a warrant for several fraud-related charges, including securities fraud and theft. And the list was mighty long. Now, let me tell you, when it comes to a Ponzi scheme, in Vegas, pretty easy to run. You know why? This guy's a gambler. A lot of dudes that do business out here, yeah, they gamble. Buckle will run a business called Rod United, or Rod U, and Rod One, called himself the life coach and financial advisor of Las Vegas. You got to see, okay, look, all I'm saying is that when you hire somebody to be a life coach, what do you expect? What do you want to see from a person that's your life coach? What do you see in them where you go, that's the person I want to life coach me? Is it the car, the hair, the talk? Is it the money return? Because are you a life coach if you just take my money and flip it at the casino, you asshole? I used to pay Ryan's, never mind. Investigators letter found out that Buckle placed $2.4 million worth of wagers at a sports book at the Westgate Hotel and Casino, where he's also lost $76,000. He's done that in many casinos. He took people's money, gambled it, lost it, told them that it was up and down, paid some people. Some people didn't get paid, but he only owed that $238. Where's the rest of the money at? I'm just nosy. I just be wanting to know. I don't know what the little fist thing means. So, could you explain that? No, dead ass. Who believed that NFTs were going to be like a thing outside of a pass? I explained it every single time I talked about NFTs. I only told y'all the only way they would make sense is if they were a pass. They had to have utilities. I'm in this Telegram group, right, with this one guy that I know from music who started making NFTs, and he was one of the crypto bros, and now they're all broke, and now they're all red-pilled and fucking Sneeko fans and shit. It's just the weirdest shit I've ever seen. I want to write a book on these guys. It was so funny to watch. They're all showing their ugly-ass drawings. I'm an art major, bitch. I went to school and got a diploma for art. I didn't make any. How do you think that you're going to draw a doodle-daddle, not even understand color theory, and sell an NFT? Who the fuck do you think you are? Okay, no, honestly, it was the ugliest shit I ever seen. And the idea that, oh, my little dinky drawing is worth $7 million because I say so is out of your fuck. It's just beyond me. Stories at a complex. Y'all remember the boy Dogface? If y'all don't, Dogface was the boy that was, yeah, I mean, punch what though? Punch me? No, the dude was mad taller than me too. So my idea for fighting him was just rush his ass and hold him against the wall and start socking him out. It was a decent little area where I could have done it too, so it wasn't going to be too bad. He might have got off on me once or twice, but I'm pretty sure I would have got the best of him. I wasn't going to walk away scot-free. Crackhead's got strength. He might have cut my face or something, but I'm pretty sure I would have dusted his ass off once I was done with him. Anyway, the boy Dogface that was on the skateboard, he got the leaf feather tattoo on his, or the feather tattooed on his head. He was drinking the cranberry juice. Bam, 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 bam. I can't do the song because they're going to hit us with copyright. So that he tried to turn that moment into an NFT, and he was supposed to sell that NFT. And that's how they pitched NFTs at the time, right? When NFTs came out, remember they would tell you like, oh, if you had a picture of like Kobe's last dunk or like Michael Jordan doing the first 360, you could now sell that picture or like make it an NFT and make money off of it because now there's a license to it. A license to what? Dogface thought that he was going to take his viral moment and turn it into an NFT. That didn't work out too well. Nathan, that's his real name, Apolaca, widely known across TikTok as Dogface, says that he's still struggling to pay off his parents' home following his efforts to capitalize on his viral moment. excuse me, in quotations, dreams moment with an NFT on Wednesday. Is that really his name? I'm just going to say Dogface. On Wednesday, Dogface replied to Complex tweet from 2021 about the NFT effort, saying it didn't work due to the music right issue. His video had a song in it that was, one, like a classic and like white people folk lore type music. And I think it was an Interscope song. Good luck. He wanted to sell that clip with him lip syncing the song. How? You would have had to break them off crazy money to even license that. Because he didn't have any rights to the music, they weren't able to license it and capitalize and make any money. Now, again, yeah, they made Steely Dan made a shitload of money off of this moment. But how was he supposed to capitalize off of their music? It was technically their hit that made it pop. Dogface was previously reported in March 2021 to be launching an NFT of his video, Longboarding, which took over social media during the early months of the pandemic. In the original clip, he's seen enjoying some ocean spray while Fleetwood Mac, while lip-syncing Fleetwood Mac's 1977 song Dreams, taken from the band's Rumors album. Unfortunately, without being able to get that licensing and clear, he wasn't able to do anything and make money off of it. Now, he does have a brand, and he was able to capitalize off of that brand. He's done a couple things with weed and shit like that, and I've seen him out there doing events. So good for him for still being outside. Get a good agent. Get a good agent. I know I'm looking for one. I need to do something. Something different this year. Outside of rap and musics. If you haven't gotten paid this year, please pay attention because you should have been paid. It's pretty late in the year, unless you get paid on the 1st and 15th. That's different. You might have just got paid. But this story's out of 8 News now. If you haven't gotten paid this year, you may be in for a pleasant surprise on Friday when you see a check that's slightly bigger than your 2023 check. Even if you didn't get a raise, Now, all that's because of taxes. So you may see a couple of things that the government have. So the government put in a couple of fail safes, one would say. I can't even call it a fail safe. That's not even a good word. To be honest, what the government's trying to do is just combat inflation. So these are ways they're combating inflation by taking less taxes from people because they can't figure it out. We went up another 3 points in December. I can't get over this, that we went up 3 points in December. I don't get it. So all these changes are thanks to the federal government, unless you actually got a raise, where roughly more than 5.4% of the country, wow, 5.4% got raises to start the year. Congratulations to that 5.4%. That's hundreds of millions of people. Well, millions of people, 20s of millions of people, not hundreds of millions, but a couple millions. Good for them. In November, the IRS announced inflation adjustments to the tax code, including changes to standard deductions and individual income brackets. The standard deduction is a dollar amount that reduces the amount of income that is taxable. So what does that mean for your paycheck? Depending on your withholdings and if you're set to make roughly what you made last year, you can see small increases in your paychecks in 2024, and you can see more specifically where the increase is coming from by comparing your federal withholdings from your federal paycheck from 2024 to your 2023. So listen, this isn't going to be a big, big change in your check. Don't think that you're going to go outside and just be like, oh shit, an extra $700 on my check. None of that. Couple dollars here and there. Food's gotten more expensive. I ain't going to lie. We're almost at $2,000 a month in food. Like, it's getting crazy out here. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Getting rid of the Tesla. Insurance is too expensive. Can't do it no more. Did you know, yo, my insurance costs more on my Tesla than my note. It's ridiculous. Anyway. The latest reports from the Labor Report released on Thursday show that U.S. inflation rose again in December by 3% and in November by 3.4%. 3%, or excuse me, 0.3. That's over half a point in 2 months of inflation still growing. We were dead and it just kept going. That's more than half a point from November to December, reflecting higher housing costs, energy costs, along with food prices to contribute for inflation. Yes, gas, natural gas costs more. Bills are through the roof. Geico's through the roof. If you have car insurance, your car insurance has quadrupled. Cars are so expensive that insurance has gone backwards. When I was young, they used to say, when you get older, your insurance will be very cheap. I've never had cheap insurance. With as many cars as I have and as old as I am, I'm almost 40. I've never had insurance less than $150, $200 a car. That don't make sense. I don't even have a bet. Like, my driving record is spectacular. Knock on wood. Chelsea Handler is corny as shit to me. Now, I wouldn't kick her out of bed because I think she's just a funny old lady. But Chelsea Handler was with Joe Coy. Now, that doesn't matter to anybody. But for some reason, some people thought that Joe Coy's stardom came from Chelsea Handler. So that's why this was interesting to me. Stories at NBC News. Comedian Chelsea Handler hosted the 2024 Citrus Choice Awards. Oh, is that Citrus or Critics? Oh, you right. My bad. Critics Choice Awards on Sunday, where she took a swipe at widely criticized Golden Globes monologue by Joe Coy, who happens to be her ex-boyfriend. In her opening monologue at the CCA, Handler joked about actors Harrison Ford and Robert De Niro being total smoke shows and added that she would toss Martin Scorsese around like a little Italian meatball. That's kind of disgusting. She followed up by saying, thank you for all the laughs. My writers wrote it. Well, if you remember, Joe Coy just a week ago said he didn't write none of that shit because nobody laughed. So he made sure that he made sure to point out that his joke was funny and his writers weren't funny. That's not cool, Joe. Fucking suck. That's all. Chelsea killed it, by the way. When she said that shit, everybody's like, I told you, Joe Coy fluffs his shit. It's not that funny. It's not that funny. Chelsea's funny. People love Chelsea. Like, you'd be surprised how much they love Chelsea. Now, which Joe? Coy? Let me tell you something. I don't like digital freeway signs. I hate them. Hate them, hate them, hate them. If you've ever driven on the I-15 in Las Vegas, at some times of the day, that bitch will say 35. And that means the police has the right to pull you over for speeding on the fucking freeway doing anything over 35. Here's another good one. You know what they love to do? They love to put these stupid ass jokes. Oh, six people haven't died yet, but if you're texting, you might kill them. Or some dumbass fucking riddle and shit when you're driving down the road. They're not funny. Like, they've never been funny. Apparently, Phoenix has a bigger problem than us. They have over 300 of the signs out there, and they're getting sick and tired of their fucking jokes to the point that the federal government has stepped in. Stories out of the hill. Phoenix AP. It's no joke. Humorous and quirky messages on electronic signs will soon disappear from highways and freeways across the country. The U.S. Federal Highway Administration has given states 2 years to implement all the changes outlined in its new 1,100-page manual released last month, including rules that spells out how signs and other traffic control devices are regulated. Thank the fucking... The administrative officials said overhead electronic signs with obscure meanings, references to pop culture, or those intended to be funny will be banned in 2026 because they can be misunderstood or distracting drivers. Agree 1,000%. The agency, which is a part of the U.S. Department of Transportation, said signs should be simple, direct, brief, legible. My bad, that's my fault. Legible and clear. It's not funny because I can't read. That's why it's not funny. And only to be used for important information, such as warning drivers of crashes ahead, adverse weather conditions, and traffic delays. Honestly, goddamn, all this extra shit for what? We don't really have severe weather. Like in Vegas, you can say, hey, it's raining, slow down. But I don't really think that you're going to like change too many things. But definitely letting drivers know to slow down because there's something ahead. There's a wreck, maybe merge, caution, slow down due to construction. But all these stupid ass things, no. The ability to change the speed limit on the freeway, you should never be able to change the speed limit on the freeway. It's a posted sign. Future my ass. Posted signs. Y'all don't get to adjust that shit as you feel fit. Fuck that. I'll never touch the 15. I promise you, that shit be blowing me away. I hope that I'm back like I never been. I'm gonna tell you, I've been, I'm disappointed in myself for focusing so much on doing my corporate job, and I feel dumb. I really do, because I feel like I'm putting my hand, my future is in somebody else's hands. When I do music, when I do this, when I come out of my comfort zone and I put myself in a position where I gotta eat, if I fail, it's my fault. If I lose my job, my day job or my corporate job due to somebody having a stick up their ass, I'm not going to feel okay. And I'm not sure if I'm accomplishing what I set out to accomplish by taking this damn day job. So with that, let's get into these last track. And I'm out of here. I'll see y'all Wednesday. I'll be tired as shit. They took away our mandatory overtime, so I shouldn't be too tired. Saturday, I'm back in the studio. Loner, I'll be FaceTiming you, but we'll be on, like I said, Wednesday and Friday. Me and Loner will be busy in the studio on Saturday. See how that goes. I don't really have a choice.
Look.
Like, for real. Keeping it a buck. If I can't make something pop off this year, I'm afraid. No, I'm really afraid. I'm getting now to the point where I don't know what's going to happen. I'm scared, dog. But anyway, my name is Kasabian. Live in the moment, don't live in the past. Be safe.
Stay dangerous. Labo loves you. Together like a puzzle. That's what the grandma.